I felt there's some kids hanging around who wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Howdy.
We are a group of kids.
Yep.
And we all got together today because we want to come and ask you,
mm-hmm.
how do you find out your real mummy and daddy?
Right.
We know, yeah, you've heard you talk about it. We want to know more about it.
When you say your real mummy and daddy, what do you mean?
Well, some of us feel a bit confused.
Yeah.
Some of us feel like we didn't have a real mummy and daddy
mm-hmm.
on Earth
mm-hmm.
because we didn't get born.
Oh, okay, yeah. So,
and some of us feel like we didn't have much. Some of us only had one, a mummy or a daddy on Earth,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they weren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't live with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of had lots of mummies and daddies.
Yeah.
But all of us died when we were still kids.
Yeah.
And we just feel confused about, like, we've heard you say there's a different mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
And we don't really get this mummy and daddy thing. Like, even for on Earth, we feel like other people kind of had a mummy and a daddy on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and we watch them, and it seems like a proper mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
But we never felt like we had that.
Yeah. Well, that's probably true. You didn't have it while you're on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, there are a lot of things that are wrong with what's going on Earth, you know. There's things that happen that unfortunately should not be happening, and God's laws allow for them to happen, but only because of the free will of people. Have you got a helper with you at the moment? Who?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, who's that?
So, my name is Sean. I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we have lots of helpers here.
Yeah.
And the helper with us today,
yeah.
it's a boy too. He's a grown-up.
Yeah.
And his name is Ian.
Yeah.
And he said that we could come and ask you about this question. Usually he's helping us and we kind of have the class, and he said we could come and ask you.
Okay. No worries. So what made you come and ask me?
Well, he thinks you know a lot about it.
Oh, okay.
And also it's kind of fun for us to try to talk to someone on Earth.
Because you haven't done that much.
We haven't done that.
At all before.
No. So it's going good.
Yeah, it's good, huh?
He helped us to learn how to do it.
How to do it. Yeah. So this is sort of also an experiment of how to talk to people on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they'll listen, of course. A lot of them don't, do they?
And we never tried because we've never been that interested in Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, which is understandable given the fact that there's not too many attractions that you have here, and there's a lot more fun you can have there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a good question, that's for sure. Well, have you been taught yet about the three parts of you?
You mean like, not really, no.
Not really? So you've got, when you're on Earth or when you were conceived, you know what it means to be conceived?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. When you were conceived, there were two parts created and one part supplied. The two parts that got created were from the sperm and egg cell, the sperm entering the egg cell.
Yeah.
And the two parts that got created were your physical body and your spirit body.
Yeah, we did learn about that.
All right. So there's a physical body and a spirit body.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you touch your body, you know, you can see that's your spirit body.
Yeah.
And you can see that, you know, whenever you passed, and from the time of conception onwards, you can pass.
Yeah.
And for some of you, of course, you pass through what's called a miscarriage.
Yeah.
And for some of you, you pass through abortion. and some of you pass through other sort of disease-based things that happened.
Yeah.
And so forth. So
some of us. So
some were born.
Some of us were born, but we didn't live very long.
Yeah.
And then some of us, like there's some girls here who had cancer.
Yep.
And then, yeah, like me, I didn't live very long. I was in like one of those incubators.
Yes, human cribs. Yeah.
Yes, and I didn't live very long
because you were premature.
Yes.
So you know, there's a lot of problems that happen on Earth because of the condition of people that cause disease and that cause premature births and that cause miscarriages and that cause. And of course, there's the choices made for abortion, of course, and so forth.
I don't think there's anyone here who was from abortion.
From abortion, okay. So most of you came from miscarriages or premature births or diseases or shortcomings in the physical body that where it couldn't survive long after it was born or from some kind of disease that happened after you were born. Yeah.
And we have a question about some other people want to know, like, what about, is there a problem with us now because we didn't live very long on Earth?
No, it just makes it a bit harder sometimes in the sense that, but there's other things that are a bit easier, you know what I mean? It just depends a bit. Like, because you've got nice people who care for you and who love you, you know, that there's a lot of people on Earth, as you know, who don't have very nice people caring for them and nobody really loves them. So it's not necessarily a problem, or it doesn't have to be a problem. It's probably the better way of putting it. It just depends on how much of an inquisitive nature you have, you know, that you want to engage, and you can learn very, very rapidly in the spirit world, more so oftentimes than you would have on Earth. So there's a lot of opportunities that come your way as a result as well.
But there's not like something like when we were on Earth, say for me, there was a lot of everything seemed to be wrong with my physical body. And I just sometimes feel a bit sad and like maybe that's a problem in me that caused
Well, that's the first thing we need to
go correct. Wrong with me.
Yeah, no, as I say, the condition of the people on Earth is fairly poor from a soul condition. Has Ian helped you understand what soul condition means?
A little bit starting, I think. So that's just like he started to tell us that different people have different colours and different people have different kind of intentions and desires.
Yep. And sometimes those intentions and desires are not very nice. In other words, they're unloving.
Yeah.
And the more unloving their intentions or desires are, the worse their colours are and the worse their condition is. That makes sense? And that's called soul condition. Well, that's the third part of you. Remember I said before there were two parts to you know, that were created at the time of conception, your physical body and your spirit body. Yeah. The third part of you is one half of you, actually. So when I say one half of you, you are one half of a whole.
Okay.
And that half is half of a soul that you can't see yet and you won't be able to see for some time yet.
Okay.
But that's your feeling part of you. Okay. That's the part of you that feels and has feelings and has desires and all those kind of things.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
And that's called your soul, so that's the third part of you. And your true mummy and daddy created that part of you. And
the soul part of us.
Yeah. So that whoever created the third part of you is your true mummy and daddy. Mm-hmm. And then you could say the other mummy and daddy on Earth created the two bodies that you live in.
Yep. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So your soul, one half of a soul has to live in a body, has to live in a physical body. Initially, it lives in a physical body and a spirit body.
Yeah.
But after you pass from the earth, it lives in a spirit body.
Okay.
So you are right at the moment a spirit body connected to one half of your whole soul.
Okay.
And each one of you is one half. and you each have a soul mate, another half.
Okay.
That you probably haven't met yet.
No.
And you probably might not meet for a little while yet.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the other half of you. Your real soul. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So whoever created that soul is your real mummy and daddy, right? Because that's the part that keeps on going and keeps living and keeps living and keeps living.
Uh-huh.
And in the end, your physical body dies. You know, you've seen old people, they die
too. Yeah.
And so you've seen the physical body dies. And after a while, the spirit body might not be needed anymore either.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Because
mm-hmm.
you might progress to the point where you don't need it anymore. And
is that when we meet our other half?
No, you can meet your other half well before then.
Okay.
You'll meet your other half when they're in a body or in a, and they could be in a physical and a spirit body.
Uh-huh.
Because some of you, how long ago did some of you die? Some of you are fairly recent, right?
Yeah. Some, it seems like 20 years ago was the longest time ago.
Right, yeah. So if you think about it, the other half of your soul might be anywhere from 20 to 30 years old. For those of you who have been around that period of time. And they could still be on Earth or they might have died too. You don't really know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They could be in the spirit world, but that's the other half of you.
But with the physical body, you started to tell us about that because some of the girls who had cancer also had a question about that.
Well, what if I answer your questions one by one first?
Okay.
Let's answer the question about my mummy and daddy first. You remember that question?
Who's our real mum and daddy?
Exactly.
You told us that their real mum and daddy is the maker of the soul part.
Yeah.
But how do we find that mummy and daddy?
By feeling. All you've got to do is feel. See, if you can just say something like this. You can go, we want to know our real mummy and daddy, which is this person who created my soul part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know my real mummy and daddy. Now, whoever created the soul part probably doesn't have a physical body and probably doesn't have a spirit body either, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they must have known how to create the soul. So they're probably a soul as well. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So then the question becomes, well, how does soul communicate with soul? And the way that happens is through feelings and emotions. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is say, okay, I want to know my real mummy and daddy, and so what I would like to do is feel from my real mummy and daddy their feelings for me. And you can feel that you want to know that. It has to be a feeling. And then the real mummy and daddy will tell you. You want to try?
It's very much better.
Yeah, it's very much better, isn't it? And that's called receiving your real mum and daddy's love. You know? That's what that is. And it can be a bit emotional at the beginning because you're not used to it, you know what I mean? And there's other things that have happened on Earth that makes it hard for you to be used to it. And so it might be a bit hard initially. You might have to have a good cry, you know, when you feel it, because it feels very, very different to what people felt for you on Earth, right? And it even feels better than what Ian feels for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's very good.
Yeah. It's very nice. So now you've met your real mummy and daddy. And you can ask your real mummy and daddy questions like, am I one half of a soul? Has to be a feeling that you ask for.
That one's a bit harder for me.
Yeah.
But Ian says I can just keep trying.
That's right. Yeah. What other questions would you like to ask that might be a bit easier? Oh, you had a question about why is it that people on Earth, why is it that some people, children, get sick? That was the question, wasn't it?
Yeah. Is it our fault?
Is it your fault that that you got sick.
Yeah.
You ask, if you ask your real mummy and daddy that question, what's the answer that you get?
Real mummy and daddy says there's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, real mummy and daddy created you perfect, right? Really, so really good and really beautiful and no problems at all, no sickness. And no sickness that you had as a child was the result of your problem. Make sense?
Yeah.
So that probably brings another question, doesn't it? About where did the sickness come from then if it wasn't our problem? Make sense?
Yeah.
That's a good question, isn't it? So what's real mummy and daddy say about that? They ask, where did the sickness come from if it wasn't our problem, if we didn't create it?
From all problems in love, in the people around us.
That's right. That's where it came from all the problems in love in the people around you. Now, remember I said at the beginning how on earth there's a lot of problems in love. There's a lot of problems. And sometimes you'd feel that, wouldn't you? When you come here to visit, you'd go, oh, well, that's pretty nasty, or that person's not very nice, or...
We're just learning about that.
Yeah, yeah. About
What's
a problem in love?
Yeah, what's in a person that's not nice and what is nice?
Yeah. Now, the real mummy and daddy only created everything nice.
Yeah.
So where did the not nice things come from? We could ask the real mummy and daddy that question too, right?
From lots of problems for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and those problems began with people choosing things.
Yeah, not from real mummy and daddy.
Yeah, not from real mummy and daddy, but real mummy and daddy gave the gift of free will to everybody. So in other words, you have that gift to do whatever you'd like to do. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And real mummy and daddy gave you that gift. Right?
Yeah.
But in giving you the gift, that means that real mummy and daddy had to let you take the consequences of the gift. Does that make sense? Like if you choose to use it badly, you can use it badly if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
And the trouble is on earth that most people are using it badly, you see. Most people are being unloving, they're breaking all the laws of love that real mummy and daddy made.
Okay.
And as a result of that, they're breaking the laws of love, and because they're breaking the laws of love, there's different problems that it causes. And some of those problems are really severe, and some of the problems you've been a part of in the sense that people have, you know, so for example, if you have a really, 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 really needy person on earth who decides to conceive a child,
yeah,
then the child finds it really, really, really hard to stay in the womb for the full term.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Because of the unloving attitude of the mummy and daddy. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
But then other things like cancers get caused by other emotions in the real mummy and daddy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That cause or allow for other people or spirits to even overcloak a person and cause problems to their body. So there's all sorts of problems that are caused on earth because people are not loving. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your real mummy and daddy love you. You've learnt that, right?
Yeah.
And they think you're pretty good. You can feel that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sometimes feels a bit hard to feel that because other people haven't felt you real good.
Yeah.
And so it sort of feels a bit sad. And you're allowed to cry. That's fine. You know, the key is to let yourself cry when you need to cry. Just like if you want to laugh, you let yourself laugh, and you want to cry and let yourself cry, you know.
Yeah.
But real mummy and daddy love you. And any time you want to know anything, all you have to do is ask and they will be able to show you, but you have to be willing to feel what the answer is. That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
And that sometimes requires a bit more education too. Like you need to know about some other things, you know. They can only, real mum and daddy can only explain things based on what you already know to a degree. That makes sense? So it's sort of like a learning process a bit. You know how when you first arrived in the spirit world you didn't know much?
Yeah.
And how you've had to have helpers like Ian come and help you and help you understand more things?
Yes.
Well, real mummy and daddy want to teach you everything that they would like you to know, but they can't teach you everything yet because there's things you have to learn in a process, like you have to learn the foundation of things before you learn the bigger things. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And some of the foundation of things are some of the questions you're asking.
Yeah.
Now, real mummy and daddy
mm-hmm.
is what people on earth call God. I don't know why they come up with the word God, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a name, you know, that people have given to real mummy and daddy, uh-huh. you know. But God, creator, or, you know, these are names. But really they're like mummy and daddy. They're mother and father, you know.
Okay.
They're a single soul, if you like, single being.
Mm-hmm.
That has mummy and daddy qualities
mm-hmm.
that gives us love and who created us.
So real mummy and daddy is more important than earth mummy and daddy?
Yes, very much more important. Okay. Right? Now, the reason why you feel like you've got to know about earth mummy and daddy a bit is because other people have a lot of feelings about earth mummy and daddy, don't they? Some of them are good and some of them are bad, it seems like, but they have a lot of feelings about an earth mummy and daddy. And that the reason why that is earth mummy and daddy created your physical and the spirit bodies.
Yeah.
But it was really only through doing what God allows them to do. You know what I mean? They didn't do it all by themselves.
Yeah.
You know, earth mummy has a vagina and earth daddy has a penis and earth mummy has an egg and earth daddy has a sperm But mummy and daddy, God, the creator, created all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So all the earth mummy and daddy did is to get together and they had a thing called sex, right?
Yeah.
And then your two bodies were created as a result of that. Makes sense? Have you learnt about conception much at all?
Yes, we did learn that. Yep. We did.
So,
but,
go on. Ask your question, that's fine. What's the button?
No, just sometimes it seems like we all have feelings from Earth Mummy and Daddy or about Earth Mummy and Daddy that are confusing.
Yeah.
And that's why, but you've helped a lot with that already.
Yeah. The reason why a lot of the feelings are confusing is because Earth Mummy and Daddy are probably, you know, in each of your cases, they probably weren't in a very good soul condition and they had specific feelings towards children that caused certain problems to exist in each of you as a result. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that some of their problems that came from their earth mummy and daddy.
Yeah, that's what real mummy and daddy said.
Yeah, it's like a long time. What Mary and I call it is multi-generational.
Okay.
You've heard big words like that?
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
So a generation is one person's life, if you like.
Yeah.
And multi-generational is more than one person's life. So what happens is if mummy and daddy, earth mummy and daddy, don't deal with their unloving condition
mm-hmm.
and they have a baby, now that unloving condition is pushed upon the baby.
Mm.
And then if the baby grows up and becomes a mummy or a daddy, and then they have a child, the same condition gets put onto the next baby.
Yeah.
And so forth and so forth.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
And the real problem is that earth mummy and daddies generally don't look at their issues of love. In other words, they don't look at where they're being unloving
mm-hmm.
and so they never cure their problems
mm.
while they're on earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this means their children have to put up with the problems.
Yeah.
So it's really a choice of Earth Mummy and Daddy's, isn't it? If Earth Mummy and Daddy's made a different choice and they decided to deal with all their problems,
mm-hmm.
then each child born would be free of problems.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
And so, you know, some of you die from cancer and some of you died stillborn and some of you died shortly after your birth and some of you died as a miscarriage. And each one of those things is caused by an unloving condition in the Earth Mummy and Daddy. That makes sense?
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with you being a problem. It's got everything to do with the Earth Mummy and Daddy not dealing with their problems.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the reason why you feel some level of attraction to finding an Earth Mummy and Daddy is because of other problems. So some of the other problems include, like, on Earth, there is this sort of idea that if you don't belong to a family, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that's not true, because we all belong to the same family, because our big mummy and daddy, you know,
yeah,
the real mummy and daddy who created our soul, created every soul.
So it's everyone's the same mummy, real mum and daddy.
That's right. So we are all, so you're my brothers and sisters. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all brothers and sisters. And there's only one person who's not your brother or sister.
Who's that?
That's your soulmate, the other half of you.
Well, they have different mummy and daddy.
No, they have the same mummy and daddy as you.
Yeah.
But they are you. That's different than being a brother and sister of you, isn't it?
Ah.
They are another half of you. That's not the same as being a brother and sister.
Ah.
So you know me, like you can see me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm one half of one whole soul.
Uh-huh.
And Mary, who you're talking through,
yeah,
is the other half of our whole soul. And so Mary's not really my brother or sister, is she? She's my soul mate.
Wow.
She's the other half of me. And we are your brother and sister.
Wow.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's like a jigsaw kind of together.
Yeah.
Together.
Two halves make one whole.
Huh.
Ask Ian if he's met his other half.
Yeah.
He has?
Yeah.
Yeah? Does he know where she is?
Yep.
Where is she?
She just came.
She just come, yeah. Now you look at Ian and you look at his other half.
Yeah.
What do you notice?
They're very nice.
Yeah, but if you feel them, what do you feel from them?
Yeah, it's very nice in the same way.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, how come I feel sad about it?
Well, because on Earth, again, people are not taught this, right? And also on Earth, because people are not taught it, they don't believe it. So if your other half is on Earth, he or she probably doesn't believe it. And so it's hard for you to feel them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And that feels a bit sad.
Yep.
Yeah. And all you need to do is have a cry about that. That's okay. You know, you can cry about that. It's not how God intended it to be.
Uh-huh.
Because how our Creator intended it to be was that we could feel the other half all the time. No?
Okay. Yeah.
But people on Earth are pretty disconnected from that. When I say pretty disconnected, they're very, very disconnected from that. You know, most people on Earth don't believe in it at all. So.
Right.
So that's why, you know, you have a bit of sadness about that.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
But you can actually, can you see there's different colours going between Ian and...
Yes.
What colours do you notice?
There's like blue and pink.
Yeah.
And kind of a lighty, brighty pink.
Like a rose sort of colour?
I guess. I don't know.
What colour do you think that is?
Is that like a dark or a light pink?
Like a reddish pink?
Yeah, yep.
Sort of bright,
It's very bright, though.
Yeah.
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 It's not dark. It's like...
And is it, and what's Ian's soulmate's name?
Angela.
Angela. So Ian and Angela are one person.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, eh?
That's so nice. Yeah.
Now, you see that reddish, darkish, pinkish colour?
Yes.
That's the soulmate bond.
That's what puts the jigsaw together, kind of.
Well, partly what puts it together. Of course, God made it together. But it puts it together in the sense that if you let yourself feel that feeling for the other half, you can find your other half. But your other half isn't your brother or sister.
It's the other half.
It's the other half of you.
Yeah.
And that's different. So all of you are probably brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah.
And then the other half of you is probably somewhere else.
Yeah.
You haven't found them yet.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's okay, you know, some of them might still be on Earth and some of them might be elsewhere in the spirit world. You don't really know at this stage, and it's easy enough to find them if you want to.
Uh-huh.
Just by following the colour.
Thank you.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good, yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Ian and Angela are going to tell us the story now, how they found each other.
Yeah, that'd be nice, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll go.
You want to go there and listen to their story?
Yeah.
but I just want to ask before you go, have I answered your question?
I think so. I think that real mummy and daddy helped us with a lot of things.
Yeah. Your mummy and daddy can help you.
Felt like they, you know, they were so sick and that somehow that was hurting everyone around them because they were so sick all the time.
Oh.
And then they died and everyone was sad and they felt like they were bad.
Yeah.
And then me, I felt like everything was wrong with me and it was my fault from my mummy and daddy. Just felt like everything's so much wrong with me.
Yeah. And that's not true now, you know that, right?
Yeah.
But you know those feelings you have,
that
everything's wrong with you. Just have a cry about it, that's fine. You're allowed to have a cry about these things, and when you have a cry about them, the key is to keep on asking real mummy and daddy about things. And remember, ask real mummy and daddy to have some of their love. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And all you have to do is feel about that, and real mummy and daddy will give you some of their love.
Yeah.
And you know what's real good about that?
It feels good.
Well, besides it feeling good? That's a pretty big thing, of course.
I don't know.
They teach you things and give you new things and your condition changes. Can you look at your body?
Yeah.
Can you see it was a bit different than when we started talking?
Yeah. And that's from real mummy and daddy, isn't it?
That's from real mummy and daddy's love, yeah. That's pretty nifty too, eh?
It's very good, Thank you very, very much.
It's my pleasure.
Everyone says thank you very, very much and they want to send you lots of good feelings and blessings.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, living on there sometimes it gets a bit rough, it feels like. It's nice to have good feelings and blessings sometimes.
Thank you. We feel happy and sad together sometimes.
Yeah, and it's okay. You're allowed to cry whenever you need to. Real mummy and daddy love you. And they're going to help you through all your cries, you know, that you have. You just got to remember that however you feel, you're allowed to feel what you feel. And you just got to let yourself feel it, and real mummy and daddy will help you feel it, and then you'll feel better. Right? But Ian and Angela, they know what that's like. Because they've gone through similar things.
Yeah.
How long has Ian been in the spirit world?
Fifty years.
He's an old fella.
He looks young.
I know he looks young. How old was he when he was on Earth when he passed?
Yeah, he was little too.
He was little like you guys, yeah. Right? Yeah.
He was two.
Yeah, two and a half.
Yeah.
And that's sad too, because he didn't have such an easy time of it either.
He was very sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how about Angela?
She didn't come so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how did she die?
She was jumping from a plane or something. Or something. She was jumping and she fell. She was climbing and she fell.
She was climbing a mountain or a cliff or...
Yeah, like a big cliff mountain thing.
So she was into dangerous sports.
Yeah.
If that's what they call her.
She liked to do things outside, she said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she fell and had an accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they can tell you the rest of the story.
Yeah. She was in hospital for a while.
Before she passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the sleep, like in a coma.
Yeah, yeah. Hospitals on Earth are not very nice compared to hospitals in the spirit world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a nice place here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good when you're in the spirit world.
Much nicer than the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it's warm, like...
Hospitals sometimes feel...
It's cold and...
Yeah, that's because of the spiritual condition of the place.
Right.
And what that means is the soul condition of the place doesn't have much love, and so from a spirit person's perspective, it feels pretty cold and dark. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But if where there's places where there's more love, it feels nice and a lot warmer and comfortable and brighter too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very
Have you visited many people on Earth?
No. Not me.
Have you noticed that when you visit some people that it seems to be you hardly can see them at all? Like they're so dark and everything is around them is dark?
Yeah. Some of us have done that.
Yeah. Mm. And then other people you visit on Earth, it's not that many, but other people you visit, it's quite bright and you can see the whole room even?
Yeah.
Where they are?
Yeah.
And then it's a lot easier to interact with them and they feel nicer?
Yes.
You notice that?
You feel gentle. You too feel gentle to us.
Yeah, I love you. You're my brother. Girls are my sister. And I'm just a bigger brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Ian says you're special. That's why we could come.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I feel that special at this stage, but that's part of what I've got to work through, you see, because my mummy and daddy, this life, I didn't feel very special there, so that stuff that I've got to work through about, you know, and I'm not talking about my real mummy and daddy, I'm talking about the Earth mummy and daddy.
Right, yeah.
You know, my real mummy and daddy, I still struggle to feel all the time because I've got feelings, you know, like whenever your real mummy and daddy gave you feelings, you had to cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have to do as well.
Sometimes it seems like some people here, some of us who've come back to Earth and been to places, it seems like everyone is very old, like a grandpa or a grandma, even though they're young. Like, they look like that to us. And
they look all old and wrinkly.
And old and slow and low energy sort of, and
they don't feel vital.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because of the soul condition.
Right.
That's about love too. That tells you that they don't have a huge amount of love, and whenever you don't have a huge amount of love in your soul, everything slows down and everything becomes more like your skin and everything, and your spirit body in particular looks real old.
Right.
And you'd be seeing the spirit body more than you'd probably see the physical body.
Right.
So you'd see them as real old and hardly be able to look after themselves type of thing, even when their body, the physical body, is quite young.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
And you notice the only people that are different to that are usually children, right, on Earth.
Yeah.
You know, they usually have a similar level of, like, their spirit body looks similar to their physical body. Yeah. Mm. But remember, the bodies are not the real person.
Yeah.
The real person's the soul, and it's the soul condition, you know, how much love is in the soul that determines how everything works in the long run. And that's all to do with our real mummy and daddy. It's a good thing we all have a real mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
Because imagine if we all just had the mummy and daddy that was on Earth, some of us would have an all right mummy and daddy and other ones would have terrible ones.
Yes.
So, it's great.
Thank you for helping us to get in touch with real mummy and daddy, because now I feel like all the things that were wrong with me, it's not
your fault. It says that people blamed you, and that's true that people did.
Yeah.
And people blamed even God, even the real mummy and daddy for it. You know, they do that too.
Yeah.
But the reality is it's not the real mummy and daddy's fault either. The only reason why children die at all on the earth is because of the earth mummy and daddy not having a condition of love that supports the life of the child.
When I took to real mum and daddy now, mm-hmm. I felt like real mum and daddy doesn't see anything's wrong with me and really, really, really loves me.
Yeah.
But I also felt like real mum and daddy sort of feels like that with everybody.
That's right.
So even the people who have the problems in love, real mum and daddy feel like that.
They do, but real mummy and daddy also wants to correct the things that are unloving. So in other words, there's laws that real mummy and daddy made that are going to make sure that anybody who's not very nice eventually has to be nice. Does that make sense?
I think so.
So eventually people will have to learn how to be nice anyway. They'll learn how to be loving, you know.
Okay.
So anybody, any one of God's children,
mm-hmm.
so that's really anybody, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who gets into a bad condition through their own choices, a bad condition being a condition where love is not very much in them,
mm-hmm.
those same people are going to have to go through why their condition is bad, which is all to do with their choices, and they'll have to work through their choices. Make sense?
Yeah.
Choices they made.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you look at your earth mummy and daddy,
mm-hmm.
the choices they made caused your body to not develop properly in the womb.
But it's too hard to know what choices. Is that right?
Well, that's right, because some of the choices were made by other generations of people
mm-hmm.
before your real mummy and your earth mummy and daddy even came onto the earth. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So some of the choices were made by thousands of generations ago.
Okay.
And so God traces everything back to its cause.
Uh-huh.
And all of God's laws trace everything back to its cause.
Yeah.
But the people who did the things that were wrong that caused some of your problems, they will have, and they'll be different people than caused other of your problems.
Uh-huh.
But each person would have to be responsible for what they caused. That makes sense?
Yep.
Yep. And that makes sense, doesn't it? God wants each person. Our real mummy and daddy wants us to be responsible.
So did I cause things?
No, because you were too young to cause anything at all. Does that make sense, or much at all?
Okay, yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
The older you get, so like if you were in your teenage years and you died, then there'd be some of what you did would be caused by what you chose. And if you're an adult and you died, like, say, Angela.
Yeah.
Her condition when she arrived would have been a lot to do with choices that she also made. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just slowly, the older we get, the more real mummy and daddy think we should be responsible. Make sense?
And is that now too?
Yeah, so the older you get, right, the more you grow and the more you know, then the more responsible you become, which makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're more responsible for your own choices. So at the moment, you have people giving you schooling, don't they? They teach you things and they take you places and you get to be in a nice house with them mm-hmm. as well, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
How your big schools are nice, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you get to spend time with other kids too, and
yeah,
and you get to enjoy the company of people and other children and other adults and all those things you get to enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it's happening because they know that you've not yet made decisions for yourself about what you want to do with your life. But sooner or later, you'll get to a point where you go, I don't know if I want to be at this school anymore. Uh-huh. I reckon I want to be here. I want to do that. I decide I like this most and that's what I want to do. And
uh-huh.
what I like is that real mummy and daddy can teach you about what you're best at. Because the real mummy and daddy made each person quite unique.
Uh-huh.
And so each soul is good at certain things. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And real mummy and daddy can show you what you're good at. And once you know what you're good at and you go, oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
Then what's the point of being at the school that only doesn't teach you much about that? You need to go to a place that teaches you more about that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what will happen in time, you know, the more you get to know. But at the moment, what your helpers are trying to do, like what Ian has been trying to do, is help you know so many different things so that you can see, oh, wow, there's lots of different things that I could be really good at.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter of working out which things you like the best. And then once you've worked out what you like the best.
Yeah.
Then you can go and do that. But of course, it's good to try and get a good grounding in all the things, isn't it? Otherwise, yeah. You won't know what you like the best because yeah. You know what it's like. Today you might learn something and go, I like that the best.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you learn a new thing and you go, oh, I like that the best.
Yeah.
You don't really know what you like the best, right?
Yeah.
Until you learn a lot of things and then you realize, out of all those things, this is one is definitely the best. You know, and yeah. That's why you can make choices and decisions. Make sense?
It does. Thank yeah. you. I feel it's exciting.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
It is very exciting. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Yeah. Bye. So I'd be very interested to be a fly on in the room listening to Ian's and Angela's story.
Yeah.
So one day you'll have to maybe come and tell us
the
story.
Come and tell you the story. Yeah. That would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Sean.
Bye.
See you later.
Sad, hey? Kiddos.
There's so much blame put on children for children's ailments. Man, it's just full on.
I could feel him, the little tacker. He's just like... It's funny, isn't it? Because obviously, you know, when a baby's born premature with problems, a lot of times it's a lot of care that's given to the baby. But all the while, he just kind of felt like, oh, there's so much wrong with me. He felt that from everyone around him.
Well, there
so
is. What's
wrong with me?
So that's the projection. Wow, there's so yeah. much wrong with this child. That's amazing. Yeah. It's even alive.
Yeah.
But they see it as wrong with the child.
Yeah.
Rather than wrong with the condition. The multi-generational sin of the parents, you know what I mean? That's the sad thing I find.
Yeah.
Seeing it as, wow, that it's like you think of every person we know who has a Down's child.
Mm.
What do they see it as?
The problem of the child, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. It's like blaming the child for the multi-generational sin of the family.
Mm.
And, of course, the child's going to feel that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It affects their sense of self a lot, hey?
It's not fair at all, is it? It's like...
No.
It's like hitting somebody and then blaming them for the fact that they're bleeding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And that's how... most families are with sickness in children. It's like blaming the child for the fact that the child's sick, you know.
It's a defect within the child.
Yeah, they see it as a defect in the child that has nothing to do with themselves.
Mm.
And in particular, has nothing, if they do think it has something to do with themselves, they think it's something to do with their genetic structure, not their soul condition.
Yeah.
Or... And the trouble is they don't see it as the multi-generational soil condition either. They just see it as their... If they do examine it being a part of themselves, they think it's just their condition, but their condition is a result of multi-generational condition.
Yeah.
So, you know, it never gets attributed.
It's a complex issue, isn't it?
Never gets attributed to the real problem. And most people try to presume that the real problem has nothing to do with them.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's just sad.
Yeah.
I just feel like childhood onset diseases, which are often also caused by spirit overcloaking.
Mm. And sometimes I wonder about these little bubbies that are born with so much birth, sort of what you call birth defects, you know, like problems with their
Yeah, but even the name is wrong, isn't it?
It's
like
terrible.
Birth defects. It's like, okay, we're blaming the child for its defects. How about we call it multi-generational defects?
Yeah.
Imposed upon the child,
yeah,
which is really what it is.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I just think about them in the womb, like the cell replication and the development in the womb has been so interrupted.
Yeah.
You just wonder how much spirit attachment is involved there.
Oh, there's a heap.
Yeah.
A heap of spirit attachment involved there.
Yeah.
Like, that's why a lot of these children are born with diseases, even.
Mm.
Like, cancer can only be caused by a spirit overcloaking a child.
Really?
In a child.
You reckon?
Yeah. Yeah. Things like diabetes, again, can only be caused by a spirit overcloaking the child during, as a child or during gestation.
Mm.
There's so many diseases that are so-called child onset or caused within the womb that are all to do with spirit overcloaking in the womb.
Mm.
And a lot of it is the direct responsibility of the teachings of reincarnation.
Yeah. No,
it's just sad.
That before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. Okay.
And it's sad.
Well, it's sad for the little guys, I reckon.
Yeah, it's sad for our little brothers and sisters who have to go through part of their life feeling like something was wrong about themselves.
Mm.
Rather than seeing that, no, it's people's choices and decisions, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Isn't it interesting too, like if a child gets cancer or whatever, everybody is like...
I don't know. For me, sometimes I feel like there's so much emphasis on the hardship for the parent when a child has cancer.
Of course, that's the reason why they got cancer.
Yeah, and to me, I'm like, I don't know, I just... And then I guess what Sean was saying was there's some little girls there who died from cancer and who felt like, man, I just got a kind of, you know, I'm just... Dad get cancer, I was sick for years and years. Everyone was so upset about how sick I was for years and years and years.
And they all think I made them sad as well, and they're still sad.
Yes. And now then I died. And
as if
sad.
I made them sad, you
yeah.
know. And it wasn't anything to do with their own sadness being projected on me, you know.
Yeah. Something like that it was. It was really sad.
Yeah, no, it is really sad.
Mm.
And it's got everything to do with what's being projected at the kids.
Yeah.
And what spirits are allowed to connect to the kids due to the injuries of the multi-generational injuries of the parents.
So if you had a kid right now who developed cancer or, I don't know, who was born with a major physical issue,
mm-hmm.
like how would you, what would you, I mean, I have an idea about this, about my own attitude towards a child would be, but how would you...
Well, your first thing you'd have to start looking at is yourself, isn't it?
Of course.
And all of the emotions you're holding on to.
Yes.
That are out of harmony with love, that have caused this particular damage to the child.
Yeah.
As you address those particular things, the child has a chance now to firstly get rid of any spirit-based connection.
Yeah.
And then after that, to potentially be healed of their physical ailments.
Yeah. But you would also, I would feel like your primary focus would be compassion towards the child and their suffering right now. Like,
well, no, I feel, well, that should be.
So, your approach, your primary focus would be upon yourself, but
The primary approach
to the child.
The primary approach should be, I've had a child that has been born with these problems, and these problems have not just come from me, but have come from obviously multi-generations of problems here, plus the potential of the spirit overcloaking the child.
Mm-hmm.
I need to urgently work through my emotional condition to give my child the best chance of recovering from these particular problems.
Yeah.
And if I don't, and if I just continue to blame God or blame some external factor such as genetics or blame something else, that's not giving my child the best possible, you know, future that it can have while it's on earth at least.
But then in terms of your attitude to the child and your interactions with the child, obviously it would reflect that primary focus, but also you would not, in that, you would not be, well, one, you'd be compassionate towards their suffering and what they're going through, but two, you wouldn't view them as a source of suffering for yourself. And three,
no, if anything, you should view them as you being the source of suffering for them.
For them, exactly. It's the flip.
It's the flip side. And this is what I notice about a lot of child onset problems and diseases. The parents themselves get very angry with you if you suggest that it had anything to do with them.
With them, yeah.
And that is the core problem.
Mm.
The core problem is that the parents are in so much emotional shutdown about their own emotional issues that even the hint of suggestion that something that happened to the child has to be, that they bear the responsibility or multi-generationally bear the responsibility causes them to be so enraged.
Mm.
There is where the problem is. Yes. You know, that they want to blame the child or blame God or blame nature or blame something other than examining the actual emotional condition of themselves that is out of harmony with love. And not just themselves, but their entire family tree.
Yeah.
That is out of harmony with love.
And instead it becomes about a single child with a single illness, and often the suffering of the parent as a result of having a child.
No, what happens is most parents now live in a state of self-absorption in their own suffering about having had a child who is suffering.
Yes.
Rather
instead
than...
instead of being, like, looking at the causes and also, like, being compassionate for the child's suffering.
Yeah, if you truly saw that the suffering of the child was a result of a multi-generational sin being imposed upon the child, you would never feel towards the child that it is to blame, and you'd never feel towards God that God is to blame for taking your child.
Mm-hmm.
You would in fact feel that you and your family, parents before you have all participated in this problem that now the child has, and if you were sincere about addressing it, you would all want to address it. But what I've noticed instead is that most parents who have children with, you know, children problems, are most of the time enraged at any hint of a suggestion, even that maybe there's something in their family tree emotionally or inside of themselves emotionally that's out of harmony with love that has caused the problem.
I agree.
And, in fact, the worse the child problems seem to be, the worse the rage inside of the parents seem to be, which would make sense given the fact that it causes the problem in the first place.
Yes.
Mm.
It's a correlation.
There's a direct correlation between the unloving condition of the parent in a certain area and the child's disease in that area.
Mm.
Yeah,
and I suppose the other thing that struck me channeling those kids was, so there's that issue that you've just talked about, but the additional attitude or the complementary attitude of viewing them as not as like a person with a personality, but more just as an illness, you know, and an illness that it's like identifying them with their problem rather than seeing them as like a child with a problem. And I understand that that must happen.
But they're not even they're not even a child with a problem.
No, I understand. No, I know the point you're trying to make, and I'm not trying to contradict it.
Yeah, they are a... There's a parents with a problem.
Yeah.
And it's not just the parents. It's the multi-generational parental chain with the problem that the child now has to bear the consequence of, unfortunately, because the parental, multi-generational parental problems have gotten so bad that now it causes physical deformation or a physical issue in a child.
Mm.
That's how serious they are, which should indicate to that chain of parents that there are some major changes that they need to make emotionally in love that need to occur if they ever want their subsequent generations to not have to bear those same consequences.
Yeah.
It's quite sad, I feel, that most parents get so enraged at this hint of a suggestion that there may be something inside of themselves or inside of their parents or, you know, the multi-generational parental system that has caused the problem for the child. And, you know, that's where things need to change significantly. And it's so interesting too on the planet that so much money is given to these kind of problems in order to cure the child and not cure the parental chain of events that caused the child
to have the problem.
Yeah, because that, no parent, it seems, wants to ever admit that it might be the primary reason for why the child has specific feelings or problems.
Yeah.
It's like with my boys with asthma. Like both of my boys at different times have had asthma, Tristan the worst, and I had asthma as a child as well.
Yeah.
And I could see that my fears in particular and my fear of grief in particular was what caused my asthma significantly.
Yeah.
Once I dealt with my fear of grief, all of my asthma has disappeared.
Yeah.
And that makes it easier for the child now to cure the same problem if they are still alive, of course. But it also means that if a new child comes along, they will not have it.
Yeah. Except if you had a kid with me, I've still got asthma.
You've still got asthma, so our child would probably have it
until
both of us had removed that specific problem, which is a fear of grief, right? But it's the same with every disease. It's like, and a lot of the problems are multi-generational. Obviously, fear of grief is a multi-generational problem, but it requires the latest generation, before they have children, preferably,
to deal with it,
you know. And if they don't deal with it before they have children, then certainly you'd think that the condition of the child would encourage them to deal with it afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mum's classic asthma story.
Yeah, just deny it. And as soon as she denied it, you got it.
Yeah.
And there's proof that if the parent does not appropriately deal with the problem, the child instantly begins displaying the problem.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just really sad.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the child is condemned for having the problem, unfortunately, by most people. If not condemned, certainly not, you know, either God, nature, or the child is blamed.
Yeah.
But never, ironically, never the actual cause, which is the multi-generational chain of parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad. You can see why we can constantly get higher and higher amounts, even with the amount of medicine we have nowadays and the amount of, you know, medical assistance we have nowadays, there's higher and higher amounts of stillborn, miscarriage and premature birth defects and also other issues. And unfortunately, you know, if you add up all of those issues, all of them can be cured by the parents changing their attitude to their own unloving emotional condition.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty sad, really.
Mm. Mm.
That parents don't choose that.
Mm.
Instead, choose to blame God or blame nature or blame the medical profession for not curing it or someone other than themselves. And particularly if you ever suggest to the parent that they might be a contributor to the problem. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Any time I've ever done that, you just have parents enraged at you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I have encountered a couple of mothers who just take it on whole as well as like it's all their fault. And
no,
it's all,
so that to me is just, what do they call that? That's martyrdom. Narcissistic martyrdom.
Yeah.
And it's an emotional need they have to do it.
Yeah.
Which is an addiction in itself.
Because there's never a correlating heartfelt desire to actually deal with what the cause was. It's
exactly.
More just to be a self-punishing kind of a glorification of self-punishment.
Yeah, it's an addiction, and it's an addiction to avoid the true release of true emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, inside of those people, there's a large amount of resistance to dealing with the actual emotion, and so what they finish up doing is create an alternative emotion which is more acceptable to themselves,
mm-hmm.
and then they highlight that emotion and live that emotion.
Yeah.
And that's not the same thing as actually dealing with the cause.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Sad,
eh?
Yeah. You think of every person who we know who has Down syndrome children and how they firstly treat their child and secondly act towards their child and thirdly sort of see the child's problem as a child's problem. They don't see it as their own. Something that they could release.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. There was one family I knew when I was a kid. They seemed to have a really lovely attitude to their... That I found that in the...
Yeah, they
brothers.
Might have a nice attitude to the child,
yeah.
But they don't have a good attitude about dealing with their own problem,
yeah.
Is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that many times they have a loving attitude to the child,
mm-hmm.
Not all the time, though.
No.
I've seen pretty unloving attitudes to the child.
Same.
But those people who I've seen who do have a loving attitude to the child still do not have any desire to examine what might be
the cause
within themselves.
No, I agree.
And unfortunately, no medical research is ever done in that direction either. So there's no external assistance that's ever given to a person to go, hang on a sec, do you realise that every single thing that happens in a child has to have a cause,
yeah.
And each cause has to come from some kind of parental chain of events, you know, through multi-generationals usually. Where the problem has become so severe that now the child has the problem, rather than, as it should be, most problems occurring during our adult life.
Yes.
Because the reality is if problems occur during our adult life, a lot of the times they're the cause of our own cause, you know.
Totally. It's our use of will. Yeah.
But if a problem exhibits itself in our children, then it means that there's a long chain of problems.
Yes.
That have begun as a result of the parents not dealing with their problems,
yep.
Now being imposed upon the next generation severely. And that's where there's no research done in that direction. In fact, if doctors even suggested such a thing, most doctors would be, you know, taken to court probably even, you know.
Like, yeah, well, there was kind of, you know, people like Freud and stuff talked about this kind of thing in relation to psychiatric disorders,
yeah,
but then they got to be
slight, and there's a lot of misunderstanding there too.
Well, that's right, because what I was going to say is in the 60s and 70s particularly, I know, there was a massive backlash against this kind of thinking towards a serious medical model where you just looked at the medical facts of the physical body.
Yeah.
Because people felt like, because it wasn't properly understood, obviously.
No,
people get blamed.
That's not why.
And, It's the resistance to.
The real resistance to the whole, and the whole cause of the whole backlash is due to people not wanting to know that there's something within themselves that is causing a problem. That's why there's this huge addiction now to
medicine. It's massive now, isn't it? You know? It's like so taboo what we're saying in that regard, because
of course, yeah,
people are just like, rah! It's a physical.
And as a result, medical research along that line would actually receive no funding whatsoever.
Because who's going to fund it?
Yeah, nobody would want to donate to it, and it's not going to receive any.
Queensland Council. Yeah. We're shifting all our research.
All our research away from like children's cancer. Yeah. And into parental cause of children's cancer. Yeah. Imagine that.
Bankrupt, everybody.
All of a sudden they're bankrupt, yeah. Because none of the parents want to donate to that cause. It's sad. So sad. And, you know, it's laughable, but it's sad.
Yeah.
It's just another example of how humans do not wish to examine themselves.
Yeah.
Not even for the sake of their own children.
Yeah. So true, hey?
Who most humans believe they own anyway, unfortunately.
Their creations that they...
Yeah, they have ownership over their own children, most humans.
Yeah.
You know, my children... I'm your parent, as if the child doesn't already know that.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're not the real parent, which is, you know, what we had to help that little group of children to see that, no, their real parent doesn't feel this way towards them.
Yeah, it's really lovely.
Mm.
It must be cool to be a teacher in Summerland. Right, today we're going to learn. We're going to have a lesson. It's going to incorporate learning how to talk to people on Earth, learning about, or the, you wouldn't introduce it, you'd just go into it, but that's what you'd, lesson plan. How can we do all this in a really engaging, fun, creative way? And
that benefits the child emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that it was led by their curiosity. We want to know this thing.
Yeah.
And he could have just told them, but he was like, well, let's do it this way. There's an opportunity. And I had the feeling his soulmate has only recently entered the spirit world, she's not a teacher yet. She's just getting to, so she couldn't stay there very long is the feeling that I had.
No.
With them. Yeah, Angela. I don't know if that's the right name, but that's what came to me. Yeah, that's nice. It's good to help spirits, isn't it? It's so lovely.
It's lovely, babe. Yeah. I just feel like each interaction also helps people on Earth too.
Yeah.
To realise things.
Definitely. And that's the other benefit, isn't it? Like there's always so many benefits, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's so sad, isn't it, how there's this presumption of God's flaws or nature flaws or...
Yeah.
But each time it's always from what we do.
God's got pretty broad shoulders, eh?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd cope with getting blamed for so much.
Particularly when it's completely the opposite.
Yeah.
Of the truth, you know.
So unjust, the blame, isn't it?
Yeah. How long you reckon you spent in Summerland teaching kids? probably a while, eh?
Why do you say that?
I don't know, just the feeling.
Probably, I think I would have loved it. How long do you reckon? We would have done it together, wouldn't we?
Yeah, not always, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I would have loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I just think about... Every time we talk to kids in Summerland, I just think about the teachers, like, how cool would I have to teach them?
I like our children who are sort of like, who have issues, if you want to call it that, or problem, what would be called problem children on Earth, are given isolated treatment, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really special. Instead of being
put in the back burner and treated as too hard, which is how most of them are treated on Earth.
No, in Spiritland they get more attention, don't they? It's just lovely.
And removed from the group to a degree, just to help so that they don't attack the group or anything until...
It's funny, isn't it, hey? Because I really love helping children. Like, I really loved the child and youth mental health work when I felt like I did okay at it. A lot of times I felt out of my depth. Story of my life. But I just do have a real love of kids and teaching kids and,